98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
We were chatting on the show yesterday morning about Beverly Callard and how she let the cat out of the bag, saying that she was doing I'm a Celebrity All-Stars.
Yeah.
Apparently revealed the finale date as well, which I absolutely love. She's the Mel B of I'm a Celeb All-Stars.
She is.
Well, the full lineup has now officially been announced. So
go on.
The show's starting on the 6th of April, so really not long to go at all, actually.
Just a few weeks.
The 6th. So 12 familiar faces. They're going into the jungle for a second stint. It's filmed in South Africa. They actually filmed it last year.
Yeah, it's all in the can. When you said this yesterday, I was like, did they do this ages ago? So they filmed it last year.
Last year, wow. Brendan. Okay. So 8 OG contestants are starting, and then there's a few more arrivals. Is it 4 or my math thing? It's the math thing this morning.
What's the total? 12? I don't know.
So we've got Scarlett Moffat, who was the queen of the jungle. She won the show back in 2016, and lots of people know her from Gogglebox.
Yeah.
But what I love about Scarlett is she said that she's only doing the show to get her kitchen done up.
Love that for her.
She's just being honest.
Dead right. She wants
the island. She wants to do the full-on renovation. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Adam Thomas, who...
Coronation
There's three
Street?
Of them, isn't there?
Yeah, they... Two brothers, were they both in Coronation Street?
Adam was in Waterloo Road.
Okay.
There's Ryan, who I think was Corrie.
Yeah.
And there's another one who was on Love Island.
Wow.
Yeah. He came third in 2016. He's back. Ashley Roberts from Pussycat Dolls.
Fab.
She did the show back in 2012. That really launched her UK career. Well, she's going to be back in the jungle. David Hay.
Is he a fighter?
He is a world champion boxer.
Okay.
And was allegedly in a throuple.
Oh, sorry, that was him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Sean Walsh, the comedian.
Yep.
He's going back in Beverly, as I mentioned earlier.
Was in Strictly and was also in a throuple, I think.
Mo Farah's back as well. He did the series in Wales back in 2020, as did Beverly Callard.
Oh,
they were in the castle.
It was a Grick castle.
That was just what a time in all of our lives.
Yeah.
Sunita's doing the show as well.
I love Sunita.
The late arrivals now. So we've got Harry Redknapp, who was on the series back in 2018. Craig Charles, former Corrie actor.
Yeah.
Jimmy Bullard.
No, I don't know.
Who's a former footballer. He was on the series back in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady is heading back into the jungle.
I'm going to find me, Darren!
Yes, the GC baby. She's doing I'm a Celebrity All-Stars. Gemma famously quit the show after 2 days when she appeared.
Did she?
Yep. So I can't wait to watch that now. So Monday the 6th of April on Virgin Media One.
Oh, excellent stuff. Gemma for the win this time, I hope. Come here, did you see Joanne McNally has added a second three arena date to her tour?
Phenomenal.
So this makes her the only Irish comedian to sell out three arena full stop for one, and now she's going to do the double. It's incredible.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glitter.
These feather boas.
And prizes.
98 FM.
Oh, welcome to Matchy Matchy, the most chaotic and glamorous game on the radio. It is your chance to win fab prizes. And all you have to do is match three words with either myself or Brendan. If you've never heard Matchy Matchy, if you're new to the game, here's how it works. We give you three words. You shout back the first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with mine or Brendan's, you'll be winning this.
Bacon and sausage.
Chicken and chips.
You choose your favourite Matchy Matchy food combo with this brand new air fryer.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
I wonder, is AI Rebecca not a veggie? How do we find out?
She most certainly is, Brendan.
I'm so sorry. Oh, wow.
Of course she is.
Sorry, of course she is. She's serving the chicken and chips to somebody else. Susan's in Tala. Susan, you're on 98 FM. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, I'm great. How are you?
Susan, we're good. Who do you have with you this morning?
I have Lily Rose here beside me.
Oh, Lily Rose,
good morning.
Do you get to listen most mornings, Susan?
Every morning, yeah, we listen.
Excellent.
Thank you. We're part of your morning routine. So you're off to school, and then what are you doing after that?
Probably head to the gym. I'm on my day off, so
nice.
Gym and clean the house.
Very good, Susan, very good. Do you have an air fryer?
No.
You don't have one?
No.
So we'd love to give you this one then if you win it.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I got one maybe a year or two ago. Can't live without it.
No, I know. A friend of mine got me one for my birthday a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It's one of the best
presents
I ever got.
They're great, Susan. They're brilliant.
Susan,
deadly.
Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
Lily Rose. Oh, sorry. Brendan.
Brendan.
Me, I'm off to
Lily Rose, pick Brendan.
went and enjoyed that this morning now. Oh, off he pops. You made his day. And sure, listen, Brendan got a win last week. Maybe you could do it again.
Yeah, please, God.
Okay, Susan, your first word this morning, mouse.
Mouse trap.
Mouse trap. Your second word, cough.
Cough bottle.
And your third word this morning, duck.
Pond.
Duck pond. So we have mouse trap, cough bottle, and duck pond. Are you guys happy to lock in those three words?
Are we happy? Yeah.
I love it. We're locking them in this morning and we are getting Brendan back from the soundproof booths. Hiya! How are things?
Things are great. There was an empty goldfish bowl in there. I don't know what's going on.
What?
Yeah.
That's so random.
So random.
You never know what you're going to get.
You really don't.
Okay, Brendan, your first word in Matchy Matchy this Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
Mouse.
Trap.
Second word. Cough.
Bottle.
And your third word this morning. Duck.
Oh. Now, there's one word that's coming to me. Hold on now. Let me just see if there are any others. I'm. Do you know what? I'm going to give you the first word that came to my head because that's the name of the game. Duck breast.
Duck breast. Brendan, have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Susan and Lily Rose in Tala?
Guys, I'm so sorry.
No, you got two out of three.
No, did we?
You got two out of three.
I shouldn't have said breast.
Yeah, you shouldn't have said breast.
No.
Is right. You both said mouse trap, cough bottle. And no. The guys went duck pond.
I wasn't going to say that. I couldn't think. Duck feather was coming to my...
I think I would have said duck pancake, guys. Me, the vegetarian.
Oh, yeah, lovely, yeah.
Susan and Lily Rose.
We're so sorry.
We're so sorry, but thank you so much for playing. It's been lovely chatting to you.
No problem. Thanks, Neil.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks, Lily
Bye-bye.
Rose.
Bye.
I don't think we've ever had breast in Matchy Matchy before.
Oh, Brendan, you crack me up. We didn't do it this morning, but maybe tomorrow. Listen, Brendan won last week. We might do it again. It's happened before. If you'd like to play Matchy Matchy, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98 98 FM's
All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98 FM.
Well, Brendan, you've got a strange story on the way about a race.
Yeah, I do. Very bizarre. First, though, it only happens once in a while, but we're getting some new emojis.
Are we?
This is the first time in ages that I'm aware of it.
Any packets of crisps?
No packets of crisps. No, we're getting 8 in total.
Yeah.
So basically, Apple's next software update is going to include a trombone. I feel like there's already something similar to a trombone
there's some
horn. Yeah, there is. I just don't think that would have been
no
like
offense to the trombone.
No, wouldn't be top of our list. A treasure chest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and a ballet dancer.
Okay, nice.
Mm. Yeah. iOS 26.4 will also have what's called a distorted face. Which doesn't really look distorted. It more looks like, you know, the eyes open wide one.
Yeah.
An orca.
Whale.
Yeah, whale, yeah. And a landslide.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm going to use any of them.
Okay, what about this one? A fight cloud.
What's that?
So this looks like, you know, when you watch like a cartoon back in the day and two characters just like start fighting each other and there's like a big dust and, you know, sparks and that?
Yeah. Again, I don't know.
Okay.
Would you use that?
Maybe if I was like saying, oh my God, the drama over there.
I use the popcorn emoji for that.
Oh yeah, that's a great one. We're also getting an emoji that looks like Bigfoot.
Come on.
Like, I just don't think any of these were like...
I just really want a packet of crisps.
Packet of crisps is up there. And I still want to be able to hold down on the wine glass and change colour to white and rosé.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Genius.
Please. People are very disappointed.
Our priorities in life.
Crisps, the wine. People are very disappointed that there is no... This is really random. there's been a campaign for the last few years to get a cinnamon roll emoji. This is a big thing that's going on.
A cinnamon roll? Yeah. There is a croissant.
There is a croissant, yeah. They want a cinnamon roll emoji. There's major disappointment this hasn't happened again. Mm-hmm. I didn't know this until I read about it this morning. Cinnamon roll is slang for someone who's incredibly kind, gentle and innocent.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's really cute. So people send it as like a nice sort of gesture.
I'll send you a croissant later and you'll know what I mean. Yeah,
you flaky pastry. Finally this morning, a Finnish couple have won the annual wife carrying race in England. Around 24 couples took part in the event, which happened in Surrey on Sunday afternoon. So I want to describe to you, I want to kind of set the picture of how it looks. So each wife wraps her legs around her husband's neck so that she's hanging over the back of him with her face facing his bum.
Yeah, I was thinking that you'd be over someone's shoulder, but I didn't think that the legs would be wrapped around.
Legs wrapped around his neck, and then you're hanging over the back of him and you're facing his bum, right? It's called the Estonian Hold, is the name of that move. And then the man needs to race up and then back down a hill while she basically clings on for dear life, right? So a husband and wife who are from Finland his name is Timu.
Isn't that gas?
With two E's. And Yeta, they were crowned the winners. They crossed the finish line in just 1 minute and 45 seconds.
Fair play to them.
The prize was a barrel of local ale. Now, they were very, very, very happy with their win. Listen carefully to what Yeta says at the very start of this.
The views are amazing.
I think she says the views are amazing. Now, I don't know if she means the hills of Surrey or her husband's arse.
The views are amazing.
Both things can be true at once.
They can. Here's what they said.
The views are amazing.
It was a little slippery and my legs felt very, very tired. We take this really serious. We have flat uphill, so we sprint uphills and neighbors look, what are you doing? So we have to explain everybody what we are doing.
They practiced at home and the neighbors were like, what are they doing?
Yes.
The rules of the wife carrying race state that you don't have to carry your own wife.
Oh!
The rules say it could be somebody else's or a friend, girlfriend, boyfriend, sister or brother.
Right.
And they suggest they should ideally weigh less than you do. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Tuesday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
And now we are delighted to be joined in studio by fashion broadcaster and stylist to the stars, Laura Mullett. Because as you may know, myself and Brendan are heading away this weekend to be the Grand Marshals in the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Prague. And we don't have a clue what to wear. Well, fear not. Laura is here to help us out. Laura, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm so happy to be here. Listen, if you don't dress the part, they might not let you do the job. So we need to take this very seriously. Fashion is so serious.
Yes.
It's not really. I do think it's a great occasion and congratulations. What a big deal.
Thank you so much. We're so, so excited.
Yeah. Do you think you're being punked when you're asked?
Absolutely. Yeah. Still do.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit. Yeah. It's just so outrageous that that we're getting to do this. But like, we're really honoured.
Oh, it's such an honour.
Yeah. I guess, what is the question? What do we wear?
Where do we start?
Do you think of when we see Grand Marshal?
Guys, like year two of the funniest people I know, if it was me, I'd lean into your Irishness. Now, that doesn't mean rocking up with a shamrock shake. I think what we need to do is like maybe kind of lean into 2000s pop culture a little bit.
Yeah.
I dress a little bit street style, a little bit fun, a little bit playful. I wouldn't go too prim and kind of corporate and news broadcastery.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
If it was me, for both of you, I feel like the 2000s are so back. I would lean into like kind of slight Bewitched vibes, like cool combats, nice zip up, kind of crimped hair.
A bit of double denim.
Lean into a bit of JT. For yourself, Brendan, I think we want to go for maybe a little bit of a utility vibe, like maybe some kind of detailing zips, just something fun and theatrical,
lovely.
Something that gives a sense of occasion and is a little bit bold.
I want to know about colour scheme now.
Yes.
Like, is it a bit on the nose for us to be head to toe in green or
no?
How do we incorporate our colours of our flag?
No, I think patriotism is really important here and, you know, we have to stand out. But at the same time, when I think of green as like kind of a full spectrum, like we don't necessarily want to go sage or pistachio. If it was me, I'd be leaning more so into like khaki or emeralds.
Emeralds. Okay.
Texture is really important. Like when it's when it's kind of silky, I think emerald looks the business.
Yeah.
And when you're going kind of more streetwear, I think khaki can look really good. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it can be a nod to it. You don't have to go head to toe. I think when you're kind of leaning into kind of more street style, like guys, off the air, I'll help you too. We'll go shopping. But I think it's about feeling really, really super confident. When it comes to colour, we all know it works for our complexion. Mm-hmm. The three of us are fair skinned.
Yes.
So green is actually our friend.
Yeah, I would wear green quite a lot anyway. Yeah. Just, yeah, you do as well. Yeah. Like in our day to day lives, we would wear green. Probably now for the next few days before we go, I might pause wearing green and just in our day to day lives so that then, you know,
it's
can have
a bit of a moment.
A bit of a moment, I feel. Yeah.
Well, as a friend, mint makes us all look anemic. So we're going to avoid mint.
Okay, avoiding mint.
That's really good advice. Yeah. Avoid mint on this occasion.
Because if you're nervous, you're going to look even more green. And then you're going to have the mint and it's just a whole problem. So yeah, I think going for stronger tones and kind of deeper tones, like think earthy tones, earthy greens look really beautiful. Okay. I think it's important to be cozy.
Yes.
Layers are important. Like I'd always say, like I was away in Paris lately and someone was like, oh, thermals. And I was like, that's not cold enough for thermals. But oh my God, Penny's like really light, thin t-shirt style thermals underneath your cool outfit. Okay. And I feel like you'll have a nice longer day and experience and you're not going to be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like layer up kind of thin layers and then maybe make sure the jacket is part of the outfit. Like you don't want to layer something that then hides your whole look.
I'm just thinking about makeup for a moment. And we've seen a lot of people experimenting with eyeshadows, especially after Euphoria and everything like that. Like, should we have a little bit of face paint or what are you thinking about that?
Guys, I think let's embrace the fun and the theatricality of this. If it was me, I'd go for nice hydrated skin, setting powder on the T-zone. So if we sweat a little bit when we're dancing the day away.
Yes.
In general.
That makes a difference. What I'm seeing a lot lately is diamante eyebrows. We might not do that.
Okay. But I was actually thinking of doing that.
I wouldn't do like a green diamante unibrow. But I think a few dotted diamonds and a little cheek shamrock, like if you have a steady hand to do it for each other. But it always reminds me of like me and my sister one time, we were going out to a pee party. So everyone had to dress something for pee. And she was supposed to write PCD on her chest and she wrote DCP.
As in PCD, as in
Pussycat Dolls. Yeah, we're Pussycat. And it was DCP, like the disinfectant. So just be careful if you're doing stuff on each other.
We're not sure if we're going to be given sashes when we get there. Do we need to consider that might happen? And what do we need to think about with the outfit and, you know, adding a sash to it?
I feel like a sash sometimes can really detract. Mm-hmm. Like if it was me, I'd want my fresh shamrock.
Okay.
And I'd just pin it. And I think fresh shamrock looks so good and it's so fun and it's so traditional. I would definitely go for comfy footwear. I think you're going to be on your feet, guys, all day.
Yeah.
I'm even adding like an insole to like a comfy cool trainer, but I think by leaning into street style you're going to get comfort, you're going to get fashion, you're going to get coolness.
You've obviously worked with so many different celebrities over the years and I'm sure, you know, doing shoots but also doing catwalk fashion runway.
Yes.
You're an expert, you're like Miss J. So I'm wondering, how do we walk? What do you think? Like, what would your tips be for in front of a crowd, how to manage yourself?
Yes.
I know you're both trying not to let 98 FM down, and I understand that. I would say lean on each other for support.
Yes,
don't overthink it too much, guys. But what I'd always say is step kind of meaningfully and mindfully. And when you're posing, lean into one hip. And I think that makes such a big difference to your stature. Shoulders back, chin up. Just kind of try to make sure that you're holding yourself in a way you're comfortable. And what's really important when you're taking pictures and stuff, mm-hmm. or when you're kind of making, like, exhale. Because you'll automatically look and feel more relaxed.
Drop the shoulders
and just head back. I think it does make a big difference. But I think if you drop your pelvis and kind of lean into the right or the left, whichever is more comfy, your stature is going to completely change. Just try and enjoy the moment, live in the moment, feel fabulous.
Advice.
And we're all going to want to see 500 million pictures and videos of this
experience. You'll get them. I have a tendency to walk too fast. I was once part of the bridal party for my friend's wedding and I had to get, I was just nervous.
you galloped.
For their day and I ran up the aisle. They were like, go slower. So we'll need to exactly that, to, you know, be in the moment and enjoy it. Laura, thank you for all those tips. If anyone would like to follow you online, where can they find you?
So I'm on socials as Laura Mullet Stylist. And if you've any dilemmas, slide into my DMs. Never be stuck.
Excellent stuff. We're off jacket shopping now. Yeah. Are you all right?
We've got this.
Have you got a few minutes?
Let's go.
Excellent stuff. Laura Mullet, thank you so much.
Get up. 98 FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.